awesome place right now to be able to start putting in ready for retirement, our kids' college, and to be able to pay off our home early or to have a home without any debt. Guys, the possibilities are like super awesome right now because we don't owe any money. Like, we do not owe anybody any money. It's just so, it's exciting because God gives us the power and ability to build wealth. I got to thank God for the opportunity because, like, he gives us an able body. He gives us the responsibility that we need to deal with money. He gives us the capacity to make a budget, to communicate with our spouse, you know. Because, I mean, we're wealthy, you know what I mean? We're wealthy people. If we would imagine life without debt, I mean, we would have money to be able to be more responsible with it, okay? So the main thing that we're doing, we're in baby step 4, 5, and 6. We're doing it at the same time. The very first thing that we do is we're putting 15% of our income to retirement. And that could be in a 401k, what my job offers, or a Roth IRA, which is something that we're doing outside of our employer. And it's kind of like we're on our own type of investing. And we have a financial advisor, super awesome guy. He's really knowledgeable about this stuff. I'd rather get a financial advisor to help us pick the good mutual funds instead of us just kind of going blindly. It's kind of like, you know, you're going to try to work out without a personal trainer. You know what I mean? Personal trainer will just help you a lot more along the way. So, I mean, I think it's worth it to get a financial advisor, and that's what we did. So 15% of our income is going to retirement. And a certain percentage is going to our kids' college fund, which is baby step 6. My daughter's 4 years old. If I was to put $150 every week for 52 weeks for 15 years, that's like, I don't know, a lot of money, $100,000 to or more or money so my kid can go to college. And it's going to be money enough to be able to for her to buy books, to pay for tuition, and, you know, an apartment if she has an apartment, to help her while she's going to school, and she can work at the same time too, because I'm going to encourage her to work, because when she works as she's going to school, she's getting experience to be in the workplace and stuff like that. So to be able to put away from my kids' college fund is super awesome, and we can do this because we're out of debt. We have more money. Hold on a second. My daughter's calling me. I'll be right back. So we're being able to put away from my daughter's college fund right now, and then 6, we're being able to pay off our home early. And the things that help us a lot was being able to budget. When you get on a budget, a written budget, every month, every week, you know where your money is going. 200 million Americans do not live on a written budget, and 8 out of 10 people are in debt. And that says a lot. When my wife and I got on a budget, our communication level like skyrocketed because we're communicating about something that is important to us. And money is a way to continue to give, not only to people around us, like the church and stuff like that, but to be able to leave an inheritance to our children and leave them a legacy. You know what I mean? The other day, there was a caller on the Dave Ramsey show. They made $300,000 a year. And they just bought a second house, and they're not able to send their kid to college. And the kid's calling in like, my parents aren't able to help me. What do I do? Hold on a second. My daughter's calling me. I'll be right back. So being able to put away from my daughter's fund and stuff like that, it's super awesome to be able to do that. So when you're out of debt, when we're out of debt, we're able to recognize the money that we have to spend. Okay, check out this recent study of millionaires. It's the national study of millionaires, and it's the largest one ever conducted. And they studied 10,000 millionaires. And millionaire means not so much that you have a lot of money, but it's that you have a net worth of $1 million. Like, you could have a home that's worth so much money, and all that stuff accumulated is $1 million. So that's what a millionaire basically is in this study. The top 5 careers for those millionaires: engineer, accountant, teacher, management, and attorney. Those are the top 5 jobs that those millionaires had. Another myth that was broken is that 80% of those millionaires did not inherit any money. 20% inherited some of it, and 80% did not inherit it. And one of the things they did was they went to a 62% went to a public university, and 62% went to a state school. So they didn't go out they didn't go to Harvard or Yale and anything like that. They went to your normal average Joe college, you know, to get a degree. Also, the main thing that I like right here is right here. The average amount of time spent working and saving and investing. Hold on a second. The average amount spent working, saving, and investing before hitting the $1 million mark was 28 years. 28 years. And most of them invested into their 401k. So 8 out of 10 of those millionaires invested in their company's 401k. The main reason why people become wealthy when they retire is that they put money inside their retirement account. If you do not have money to put in there, there's not going to be any money. It's as simple as that. If all our money is going to, the average car payment is $550 a month. $550 a month. Imagine if you can put that into a 401k and it'll accumulate for that 29 years. If you put it in for every month, you would be a millionaire by the time you retire at 59 and a half. Also, for baby step three, what we've done, this guys, we're on this plan. I encourage you to look at it. It's the Baby Steps plan by Dave Ramsey. So Baby Steps 3 is to save up 3 to 6 months of expenses. And that's what we've done. And the 3 to 6 months of expenses is just sitting in the bank waiting for an emergency to happen. Now, what people do if they don't have a plan, if they're still in debt, they're not responsible with their money. And there's, because people still put away for retirement, you know, believe it or not, like if they're still going into debt and stuff like that. But if an emergency happens, what the first thing they do, if they don't have an emergency, is they dig into their 401k, and right off the bat, you get a 50% tax on all that money. As soon as you pull the money out before it's 59 and a half, that's not a good plan, because that's your nest egg. That's your money. So guys, the reason for retirement is so that whenever you retire, the money that you, income that you have coming from your employer, say you make $80,000 a year, the retirement is to continue that money coming in as you retire. So you retire at 59 and a half. If you save like these millionaires did, you can continue to have 80,000 coming in every year at 60, 61, 62. So however, it's up to you. And the good thing is you could continue to keep investing as you retire. So if you're young, guys, get out of debt, get on a budget. Get an emergency fund of 3 to 6 months of expenses. Be smart with your money and start putting away to the employer 401k or a Roth IRA. A Roth IRA is available if you do not have an employer 401k. And what a Roth IRA does, you can pick mutual funds. And mutual funds are basically the way that you accumulate money, okay? We have a mutual fund right now that's been alive for 70 years, and it has an annual 10-year return of 12%. So if that money accumulates 12% every 10 years, if you do that for 30 years and it accumulates 12%, dude, you're going to be a millionaire by the time you finish. So it's all these myths about being a millionaire, like, oh, you got to have a lot of money, you got to make this much money. Check this out. The people that had these regular average Joe jobs, 31% averaged $100,000 a year, right? 31%. But check this out. One-third only never made six figures in any single working year. One-third never made six figures. They made up to 90,000. It could be 50,000. A teacher, y'all. If you're a teacher, the top five career for a millionaire, they got to put away for retirement. I used to be a teacher, and it was mandatory that you put into a 403B for your retirement. So you had no choice. You had to put in for retirement. But the main thing is the money is going in. So baby step four, y'all. 15% of your gross income goes to retirement. Of course, 10% goes to your tithe. You know what I mean? If you believe in God and stuff like that, like I do, a 10% of our income straight goes to the church. You know what I mean? To ministry and stuff like that. 50% of retirement, and then a certain percentage in baby step five is going to my child's college fund. So that way, I can leave a legacy to my child and say, look, we saved up this money for you to be able to go to college. So that way, you can continue this legacy of being responsible with money. God gives us the power and ability to build wealth. Use that to your advantage. Thanks a lot, you guys, for watching. I know this is kind of just off the cuff or whatever, but it's something that I've been having on my mind, and I want for you guys to know that you can have it too. Like, I didn't have any money. I didn't grow up rich or wealthy. My parents worked very hard. My dad worked very hard. You know, one of the main things that I learned is to work hard. You work hard, you sacrifice, and that's how you make money. And why not use it for your, you know, use it to continue to leave a legacy. Thanks a lot, you guys, for watching. Hit the subscribe button. Thanks. Bye.